Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Janet Christie. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development LLC. Put a .com on the end of that before the LLC, and you'll find her website. Author of two books on being small business, including 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's an expert in women in business. Janet, thanks again for being here. Thank you for bringing this research on the biggest obstacles for employers to acquire good employees. And you started the research thinking that you were going to find that it was childcare, when it turns out that the big one was transportation, right? It wasn't childcare was almost a third as much as transportation was.
Yes, and part of the problem is childcare can complicate transportation.
Right.
Because you've got to take one of the things we had to do was kind of compute in some travel time, because a lot of these manufacturers don't run traditional what we used to think of as first, second, third shift. But healthcare certainly doesn't either. They run 10 and 12-hour shifts, which mm-hmm. means you've got to get to work before school starts or before daycares are open, and
right.
you've got to get to work. I mean, you get off work after they're closed, and you get charged if you're late picking up your
right.
child, or maybe there's nobody there to keep them. So you've got to make some other arrangement. So
is there any public transportation in your part of South Carolina?
There is, but it doesn't typically go to the manufacturers because they're not sitting in downtown.
Right.
Most of the time,
public transportation, especially in the southern part of the country, is really diminished a lot over the years, hasn't it? I remember when there were plant buses that served, went out into the county and picked people up and brought them back and delivered them to different plants.
But some people find that offensive now, that they would, that goes back to the paternalistic
wow.
attitude of the textile mill. So that's kind of offensive that you would think about, you know, hauling people in and out.
Let me tell you something. You want to pick me up in a vehicle and drive me around. I, that's not offensive to me. I'm ready to take a break.
Right.
Hey Janet, wake me up when we get there. That's what I'm going to say.
You can get some decent sleep
that's
time
right.
then, couldn't you?
I can sleep anywhere.
Not to mention writing books.
That's right.
You could write books on the way.
Exactly. So what was the takeaway from all of this? What did you guys learn?
Well, that it's not going to be simple to do overnight childcare like they thought it might be, because people's emotions are involved with their children,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't the biggest need. So what? You know, they will continue to look at something, but probably what they're going to look at is more like extended hours and trying to either get child care providers to extend their hours or find ways to supplement those hours that are not handled by them. So there's still a lot of work to do. And
they're going to have to change their shifts, aren't they? Aren't they going to have to move their shifts around or something like that?
Well, and so you bring up one of the big questions. Whose responsibility is it to adjust, to accommodate this, to make this work, that people can have childcare and appropriate transportation too, and then get to work? So is it the manufacturer, the small business or large business or tier one supplier? Is it the county and the city that provide the transportation? And can they supplement the child care providers, or can the child care providers do it? Because they kind of operate on a shoestring, and there's all kinds of regulations.
And, of course, we're talking about the problem is primarily with the single parent, right? Because I have more than one family member who works what we used to call the graveyard shift for years, and they've got it, but they have a spouse, and the spouse takes care of those nights.
Yes, and that's the case with child care. that's not the case with some of the other problems that we uncovered because, you know, child care was down the list.
Right.
So transportation, that's not, and you mentioned not having a car, but when I've done previous work with small businesses, especially for DOTs and the state DOTs, talking with construction companies, their biggest problem is they can't get workers who have a driver's license. The driver, they might have a car.
Right. That was what I was talking about earlier. The issues. They'd have a license. They couldn't pass a drug test. You know, they had too many. They had too many violations against them, or whatever.
And when you're talking about people who are unemployed or underemployed and bringing them in, even if you can teach them the skills,
mm-hmm.
until they get a job paying for child care, they can't go to the training or they can't go to work. Until you get a job that pays for automobile insurance, you might have a car, but you can't drive it. Or if you do,
well, see, that's the thing. In the old days, I say in the old days, you know, 40 years ago, if you couldn't get to work, it was probably because you didn't have a car. Now, more than likely, if you've got a car and you but you can't legally drive it. That's two different things, isn't it?
Yes, you can't legally drive it because you don't have a license, or you don't can't afford the insurance, or both, or you don't make enough to pay for the maintenance to keep that car operable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, 43% had transportation issue. 29% had had problems passing the drug screening test. That's that's 72%. That's almost three-fourths, basically, in just two areas. Hold on to that thought, Janet. We're going to delve into this some more with Janet Christie. Fascinating research.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.